Hey, now welcome. You are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. And we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you.
The harvest is here and the time is now. You know, I love saying that because someone said it to me and my harvest started to just overflow more abundantly than I could have ever imagined. So I love you so much that I have to say it to you each and every time. An example of that, we've been talking about dreaming, how to dream. And I want to talk about living in your dream and what that looks like and what it feels like. So I thought that the best person to help me in this discussion today is someone that you have not met yet, but you will get to know very soon, especially if you are working with me in one way or the other or in some capacity. And this is Dr. Katrina Pullum. She has so many degrees. I can't say them all. She's going to have to tell them all to you herself. But she is my armor bearer, business manager. She oversees all of the operations for my enterprises, many of them. I'm going to call it an empire at this point. All of the companies, Hip Hop Sisters Foundation, Sunny Girl, 3L Productions, Lynn Richardson, all of that stuff. If you want to get anything done, you have to go through us. You have to go through her. But guess what? She started out where you are. She came to the Wealth Experience in 2016. It's our annual event. We'll be telling you more about that later. And she came with the intent to go and hang out at the beach in Miami and ended up in classes all day, every day, crying, healing, being delivered and set free, and transforming her finances and the finances of her family. So without further ado, I have to welcome my sister and friend and partner in crime, but good crime. This is stuff we're doing good. We're killing the devil and we're killing poverty. That's what we're doing. Those are the crimes that we are committing. We are killing the enemy and we are killing poverty. So without further ado, welcome to the roundtable, Katrina Pullum. Dr. Trina, come on now.
Thank you so much. It is such an awesome pleasure to be here with you today. So, and especially on International Women's Day.
Yes.
So, yeah, it's great. It's great to be here.
Well, every day is International Women's Day. I'm going to say that because James Brown said it best. It's a man's world, but it wouldn't be nothing without a woman or a girl. So, therefore... Therefore, I was watching an episode of The Real and Light was guest hosting and she said it in a different way, but I'm going to include my brothers in this. Yes, we need our strong brothers, but I'm just going to adhere to what my good friend, James Brown, even though I never met him, but in my head, he is my best friend. I remember going into surgery. I had to have a procedure. And the anesthesiologist and the surgeon asked me, what did I want to listen to? Or at least what music should be on? Because, of course, I was going to have anesthesia and I was going to be under. And I said, James Brown and Aretha Franklin. They said, what? They said they had never had anybody request that. I'm like, do you operate on black people? Baby. I said, and all I know is I was on the table and I guess I went under to say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud. And I was only black person in the building. And they were just jamming and it was so wonderful. And needless to say, my procedure went so well. As a matter of fact, I did not have to take any, addictive medication because they put you on all this stuff, Vicodin and, you know, Oxy and all of those things. They put you on those things after the procedure, and I only had to take my medication for one day, the day of the procedure. The next day, I didn't have any pain. I took it anyway, just to make sure. But by day three, I did not have to have anything at all. So that was very, very good. Which, by the way,
music is soothing.
And yes.
So, you know, for me to get in my zone and really work and do my thing, I have to always have my music on.
Now I'm different in that way. I don't like music on in the car if I'm the one driving, because I need to focus on the road and all the crazy people honking their horns. And if I am, I think if I'm alone working, I'm okay with music. But if there are other people asking questions, it just kind of becomes a distraction for me. I like to listen to music when all I can do with that music is dance to it. But if I've got to like work and think and do numbers and stuff, I like silence better, because what happens for me with silence, I am actually creating at that time as well. But if I have music, it's almost like the music interrupts the space and I get into the music, which is great. But you know, to each his own, but I too, I do love music, and I, you know, I love me some James Brown, Aretha Franklin. I love me some stepping music. All of it, even the people that they want to mute, I still love all of it. And, you know, I say y'all not muting all of these other criminals that's running around, doing stuff to people. So don't try to mute my people. Let them serve their time. Let them pay for their crime. But can I still listen to the music, please? I'm not going to say the name, but I think everybody knows what I'm talking about. I still like the music. I'm sorry. That's just what it is. But we are talking about, we're on a dream series. And Dr. Trina, can you just tell us how you got to know about the Wealth Experience? And then we will, you know, get to learn a little bit more about your story.
Okay. So how I got to learn about the Wealth Experience, I woke up one morning, it was a Saturday morning, scrolling through social media. I saw that one of my friends was going to be speaking at the Wealth Experience. So I did some research. I was like, well, let me see what this is about. And so I was going to come hang out at the beach, go support her, and do my thing. And when I looked at the rates, and it was like a few days before the payment was due. So it was in December, and Wealth Experience is in January. And so I talked to my husband about it, showed it to him, and he was like, I'm coming too. I'm like, but this is for women. And he was like, I'll come, I'll find something else, you know, to do. So I paid on time, got everything.
Wait. So your husband was coming too. That is huge. Let's deal with that. The harvest is here and the time is now.
Give yourself the gift of wealth with no limits. Lynn Richardson and New Wealth University is giving 50% off on the Platinum Wealth Ambassador Program. The Platinum Wealth Ambassador Program will give you 2 full years of unlimited access to all of Lynn's online classes, books, boot camps, master classes, and webinars. So give yourself the gift of wealth with no limits with 50% off on the Platinum Wealth Ambassador Program, available on LynnRichardson.com.
Okay, the harvest is here, the time is now, but with all of this, we have to take action. So the action of the day, Dr. Trina, why don't you help us out with that? What would you tell anybody who wants to live in their dream? What is the action of the hour? What is it that they should do right now?
I would say invest. Invest in your dreams. Invest in what it is that you want to do. Remember, sowing those seeds and the manifestation will come.
That's wow. And yeah. So invest might be take a class. Invest might mean go get a certification. Invest might mean offer your support to someone who needs it.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
invest might mean invest in your marketing.
Yes. Yeah. You know, yes.
Go register your business. So many people have businesses or whatever it is. You know, you have businesses, but you're not registered. Go register your business unless you are a home-based business.
Yeah.
But, you know, you must start. Start now.
Don't turn that dial. We have to take a break. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago. 1690 WVON.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you.
The harvest is here. The time is now. We are talking about living in your dream. Dr. Katrina Pullum, Dr. Trina is what we call her. Dr. Trina, so, thank you so much for being here on the roundtable with us today. So you decided you were coming to this women's event, and your husband saw it, and he said, I'm coming too. That's huge.
He was coming, yes. He said he was coming too. I was like, this is just for women only. He was like, I'll find something to do. So in between us getting there and preparing to come, I don't remember how it happened, but I ended up speaking with someone on your team. And I was like, what are your needs? What do you need help with? Because like I said, we did our research. And so we were like, how can we support? And so my husband, he sponsored that year his time to do photography and everything for the Wealth Experience. And during that time, I mean, coming, I'm like, well, I never got to the beach because the sessions were amazing. They were like, you did not want to leave. You were learning so much. And still to this day, what rings in my head is when you talked about the purse and how much money you got. You have the $500 purse, but you don't have $500 in your bank account. You talked about the red bottom shoes. I had been crying about getting me some red bottoms, all of those things. But going through all the different sessions just made me change my mindset totally, because my responsibilities were in another place at that time. You know, I would use retail therapy as an excuse when, you know, I was going through something or I just wanted to shop. I would spend most of my money shopping all the time instead of investing, instead of following, you know, the 10-10-30, you know, 50 rule. I was doing other things. And when I came that year, you totally changed my mindset. Totally.
Wow.
So that there was healing, there was sisterhood, there were bonds that were formed. I don't know if you remember, I told you at the end, before we went home, I was like, whatever you need, you got us. Whatever you need.
I remember. And I was, let me tell you, a lot of people don't really understand what I'm about to say. When you are around people who you deem to be great, if you are in the company of greatness, it's not because those people are great, it's because you are. Mm-hmm. So you are in my company and in the company of MC Light and Faith Evans and Lettucey and Kelly Price and, you know, all these great women, Erica Campbell, you all were there, and they were in the midst taking classes as well. So it wasn't like they were on stage and y'all were down there. We were all learning together. And what I say to people, and healing together. And what I say to people all the time is, when you are in the presence of greatness, it's because you are great. Mm-hmm. So, you know, oftentimes people just kind of sit in awe and they're like, oh my God, I'm with all these people. Let me take pictures. Yeah, you all took pictures, but the most important thing is for you to rise up to your level of greatness, because you're in that room because you are great. I tell people all the time, you know, they meet me, they're like, oh my God. Or I'm on the phone, they're like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm talking to Lynn Richardson. I'm sitting here like, girl, please. Girl, let me tell you, I'm so normal. I am so, 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 so normal. As a matter of fact, we had a post-production call with the team for the TV show, and I got real hot with everybody. I acted like my dear, I sure did, because I wanted everybody to rise to their level of greatness. And they had me scrambling around like a chicken with my head cut off. And I did not appreciate it. And I expressed it. And once I expressed it, I was over it. And now I just want you to be great. I don't want you to do this to anybody else. Yeah.
That's one thing about you. Yes, that Medea comes out, because trust me, I get it from time to time. But when you stop and think about it, it's like, she right.
Yeah, I'm right.
What you want to do, you want to see us succeed. You want us to be able to demonstrate excellence in whatever it is that we do.
Yep, that's all it is. And so you
so we can live out the dream that we say that we want.
That's what I'm talking about. And unfortunately, all too often in corporate America and in the entertainment industry, you never know why you got cut off. People just cut people off and never explain to them why they got cut off. They never say to them, this job was not performed at the level of excellence that you said to me when you asked for the job or when I chose you for the job. So instead of cutting people off, instead of just writing everybody off, why aren't we courageous enough as a people to confront our brothers and sisters and say, listen, you disappointed me. And I'm going to tell you everything I feel right now. And next time I want you to do it better.
Right.
Period. Why aren't we doing that more in coaching and training and nurturing our future leaders as mentors? And then if you are the one who have gotten the cussing out, and yes, I do use cuss words. I'm just going to be real clear because we've been real conservative. Yes, I pull my people to the side and all the stuff that I cannot say in public, I say behind the scenes. I'm like, listen, get it together, you know, and so I use a few choice words. And then once we do that, then we're over it. We move forward together with love and so on. And then here's the other part too, Dr. Trina. If I'm wrong, I want you to tell me I'm wrong because I want to fix it too. I want to fix my part, and I definitely want you to see your part and fix it. So I said all that to say, you opened your mouth and you told me that if there was anything I needed, I could ask you.
Yes.
And this is what I have to say to people. When you sense someone in your presence who gives you that offer, take it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I accepted your offer. I allowed myself and the company and the foundation, I placed a lot of our vulnerability in your hands. So we do this event. First of all, it's at a 5-star hotel, a very expensive hotel. Okay. So your fee to come to the event covered your hotel and all of your workshops. If you just look at the hotel price, you can see, oh, we know what we're paying for. Then you get all these workshops. We've got to cover all the people coming in and so on and so forth. But once we take care of our expenses, we now have to give away scholarships. Dr. Trina, you and your husband helped us to get those scholarships. Because your husband did the photography, we were able to tell the story to our sponsors. And our sponsors were able to assist in providing those scholarships. And then you took it a step further. You took it upon yourself, you and your husband, to go to Dillard and interview those scholars so that they could tell the story about how their $50,000 scholarships were helping them. Girl, let me tell you, I love you so much. And this is what living the dream is about. Living the dream is about giving what God has given to you to other people. And we've been talking about that. You know what? The harvest is here and the time is now.
Don't turn that dial. We have to take a break. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago. 1690 WVON.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you.
So we're talking about living the dream. I have Dr. Katrina Pullum here with me. She is just a woman, an extraordinary woman, first of all, woman of God, wife, mother, sister, friend, executive in the entertainment business. You know, an up and coming chief operating officer. You have just, you know, done it. You've been doing the darn thing, Dr. Trina. And what is just what was so great is that you offered help and you actually gave it. You offered help, you gave the help, and you saw the vision because we're putting black children through college.
Yes.
I don't even know what else to say. Yeah.
Well, here's the thing for us is that we saw what you and Light genuinely, and Dr. Felicia, what you teach, what you spoke into us, and well, you were that's how you actually live your life. You were doing the work as well. And so that was a major attraction for me. When we saw what you were doing, you were actually teaching it and you were living it as well. That's the thing that got us and sold us. And when I can keep things in my head of what you said and what the other speaker said, and I really learned, because going into that second year of coming to Wealth, I was like, okay, I done took this class. I don't need to be in this class, so I'm going to be at the beach. I say, this year, I'm going to get to the beach. Guess what? I need to get to the beach again.
So you came we 2 years in a row.
Hotel. I didn't even really enjoy my room because we were in classes. We were in prayer in the morning, and then we had our sessions, all of that. I just felt like I was going to miss something.
Yes.
I had to be there.
Yes. Yeah, because we were teaching everything. We were talking about home-based businesses. And because this was a four-day experience, and that's why it's called the Wealth Experience, it is not a retreat. We are not retreating anywhere. We are not tucking in. We are actually coming out. It is not a conference. It is not a symposium.
Yeah.
It is an experience.
It's indescribable. It's a different experience. Each time you can't go in expecting the same thing. It is it's different. And when I say that I have built a sisterhood with a lot of the core people that come every year, we all are friends. We all check on each other. You know, those bonds and everything is there. And so one thing about it is, like, that second year I brought somebody with me and she began to get involved as well with the organization, with Wealth, with everything that we're doing, because it's a life-changing experience like no other. You just have to be there. So, you know, get ready. When we get this pandemic out the way, we're going to be having another in-person Wealth experience.
I am so, ready to get back together, because the last Wealth Experience, and every year we keep saying it gets better, it gets better, it gets better. Mm-hmm. This is the best one.
But we had to invite the men, remember?
Yes.
Because women were putting their husbands on speakerphone, on FaceTime for them in some of these sessions.
Yeah.
And so we made the decision to invite the men, and officially invite the men at our last Wealth Experience.
Yep, and we had
it was amazing.
Yep, and they had a whole, session. They had sessions by themselves, and now they hold each other up, and they, keep each other accountable. They support each other, and they're supporting us. And in 2017 in Miami at the Wealth Experience, that was the year Elder Pierce was there, and that was the year I was ordained for ministry. And from what they say is, you know, he looked at my husband, Demetrius, the deacon, and they just looked at each other and they said, it's time. Now, I had been wanting to get that final, go through that final rites of passage for some time, but it wasn't to happen in my time. And I was just on stage talking, speaking, sharing, loving, giving. And they made that decision. And from that day forward, the men were there kind of like unofficially, but they were there and helping. But yeah, in 2020, our last in-person Wealth Experience, the men had their own sessions. And that really was the best Wealth Experience, the one we did in California. It was, we had a comedian, we had a formal dinner, we gave away our scholarships, we had our events. It was just, it was less stress on the organization. We had more money to give away for scholarships because we didn't have to fly and travel and, you know, ship boxes and books and, you know, all of those things.
Yeah.
It was just, it was amazing. And you have been a part of this journey. So you have been living the dream. You came to the Wealth Experience, not knowing what to expect really, and left transform, and your entire life has changed. Everything about you has changed.
Yeah.
You stacking your dollars. Girl, you over there, you're doing it. You're living a dream.
Yes, I am. And like, I'm steady learning more and more, especially with New Wealth University, and just going into this journey of investing in myself. You know, a lot of people don't believe in investing. We always want to know, well, when am I going to get out of it? You know, sometimes you can ask those questions, but the main thing is you got to trust God. You got to trust God. If God is telling you to go, you go. Don't ask no questions. And that's what I did, because after One Wealth Experience, I remember getting a call from you. You said, can you come to L.A.?
And yes. Oh, wait a minute. Hold that thought. Hold that thought, because this is really good. The harvest is here and the time is now.
Hi, I'm financial expert Lynn Richardson. You may have seen me on Good Morning America, The Steve Harvey Show, or Get Up Mornings with Erica Campbell. Guess what? Did you know you can get your money back if you hire your kids? You can get your money back if you go out to eat? You can get your money back if you go on a vacation? Well, guess what? In my book, Get Your Money Back, Tax Deductions You Never Know About, I'm going to teach you how you can get your money back with your home-based business legally, ethically, and all with the permission of the IRS. Just go to AskLynn.org.
All right, we are talking about living the dream. Dr. Katrina Pullum is here. We call her Dr. Trina. She runs everything, Lynn Richardson, and many things, Hip Hop Sisters and Sunny Girl. She supports our Executive Vice President of Community Affairs, Desiree Clay, and all the work that she does. And she just is an all-around great woman of God who is here to serve. So Dr. Trina, tell us what you were saying.
Yeah, I was saying that I got this call from you after one of the Wealth Experience, because we kept trying to meet up at that Wealth Experience, but something always came up where we couldn't meet. And so you called me once you got back home. You were like, can you come to L.A.? This was like the next week or so. And so I talked to my husband. He was like, yeah, you can go. So, you know, I got my flight. Did all of those things, didn't have a clue why I was coming to LA, but because you asked, I said yes, I will come. Got to LA, and you met with a few of us in LA. You poured back into us. We spent a couple of days there with you, and then from there the journey really started, because anywhere you went, you notified us. And for me, I invested in myself. I didn't say, oh, you're going to pay my way, you know, for me to come or anything like that. I invested in myself and I showed up. And that's what we get away from sometimes. We got to remember, take the investment, trust God, sow the seeds, and watch everything manifest. Because I had no clue what I was sowing seeds for. All I knew that I was called to serve and help you at that time. And so, because I know when you all are on the road, you don't have time. Like, it's really hard to transition from speaking to selling books to doing all of these different things. And that can be mentally draining, all of those things. And so, wherever you was, I showed up, I supported, I helped. And I remember us in D.C., you were like, well, what is it that you need? And I was like, I don't need anything. And, of course, you gave us the lesson on saying, when somebody asks you what you need, you tell them what you need. But at that time, God had me in a position to serve you. Because
wow.
I know everybody pull on you. Everybody pulls on life. And at that time, it was my role just to serve.
Yes.
And so in doing all of that for like a year, after a year, you asked me to be a part of the team. And so, you know, you asked what I wanted. Hey, I really want to get back into the entertainment industry. This is what I want to do. And you took me under your wing, you know, mentoring me, offering me to be a part of the team. And that's why I always tell people, if you listen to the naysayers, if you listen to your friends or whoever who's telling you not to do certain things, you got to always go to God, especially if you want your dreams to be manifested. And one big thing is you invest, you be consistent, you have integrity, because people are watching you.
Yep.
You know, they are watching you. So remember to invest in yourself. And, you know, invest in yourself, slash sow those seeds, and watch your dreams manifest.
Let me tell you, when I got to do my first event with Russell Simmons, his organization, after seeing the event I think it was Black Enterprise magazine or Ebony, I forget which one it was, or something. And then they told me, you can come and speak. I paid my own way. I paid my own way. I got there. I don't need you to pay my way. There were people in my life telling me, well, if he wants you to speak, he should pay your way. You know how much money he got? Baby, let me tell you, I don't talk to those people to this day. I cut them right out of my energy. I cut them out of my universe. I'm not mad, but I'm not listening to that. I'm not listening to that. When I was asked to do this radio show, I don't need a whole big old pile of money or whatever. I don't do this for that. I do this so that I can give, so that I can be the best that I'm supposed to be on this day, because doing this show makes me better every single day. It's not just for other people. It's for me to show up and do what I'm supposed to do as well. So if you're out there listening, you're trying to live your dream, do not think that everybody else is supposed to finance your dream. Invest in yourself. Do it yourself, and then collide into your blessing. The harvest is here and the time is now.
Don't turn that dial. We have to take a break. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago. 1690 WVON.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you.
Yes, the harvest is here. The time is now. I love saying it because you don't have to wait for your blessing. It's right here waiting on you to recognize it and to walk in it. Dr. Katrina Pullum is here. And Dr. Trina, you just took the bull by the horn and you started to serve. And I developed trust in you, belief in you, faith in you to do what you said you were going to do. And I think the one thing people don't recognize in this industry, when you are a public person, you need people around you who you can trust, because these people are going to take care of you. And I don't work with anybody that I don't trust with my life. I trust you with my life. And so the people on our team, all of them, Elder Pierce, Desiree, Ingrid, you, Sean, K-Rock, who's been with Light since Light as a Rock, Jermaine, Dr. Felicia, just all of you, Sydney, Kayla, everybody, like, you all really, really put in the work, and you all have given us the ability to do what it is that we do. And as a result of that, you are also living your dream, and your finances have taken a 180 turn, not 360. You have gone in the opposite direction to build your legacy. You built a new house. You bought a new house and built a new house. And once you bought your house, I was like,
based off of your teaching, everything that you pour into us through New Wealth University, I was patient, had changed my whole mindset, and just following your instructions, I built a brand new house, got a good deal, everything off of it, following your instructions.
So you built a new house in the middle of a pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Got the deal of a lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
Because those houses are not selling for that price anymore.
No.
So you already have equity. And then guess what? I bought a house. Light bought a house. Like, so many people were able to feed off of that blessing because we were not just teaching, but we were also applying what was being taught. And as a matter of fact, I don't think people realize this. I have to go back and listen to my own classes because I don't learn when I'm teaching. I learn when I listen. When I'm teaching, it's almost as if I'm not even the one talking. I have to go back and listen to understand what it is, what is the next step. And so because of that, we were able to create the Home Buyers Club so that we could help people overcome the issues that they were having owning real estate. And so you bought this new house, you've got this great job, you are living out your dream. Like, what else are you aiming to accomplish?
Oh, wow. Oh my God. Like, just, I'm going to be honest. It's just, I want to be the best that I can be in my position that I have now. You know, eventually I would love to get on the production side and assist you, you know, be like one of your producers, and produce on the creative side. But, you know, I just want to be able to be excellent where I am now and then just going into the future doing some stuff on the production side.
Wow. The harvest is here and the time is now.
I'm financial expert Lynn Richardson. You may have seen me on Good Morning America giving financial advice. When you get my freedom package, you get the 21 days to financial freedom and how to start a home-based business. See you in class.
The harvest is here and the time is now. We are talking about living in the dream. And Dr. Trina, who we affectionately call her that, who runs everything Lynn Richardson and many of the businesses that MC Light and I have either created together and or that we run together. You living out the dream is just about being excellent where you are. I love that. For so long, people kept saying to me, Lynn, are you going to start speaking? Are you going to start teaching? You know, I came back into radio in 2019 after saying I was never going to do radio ever again. I was like, oh my God, I don't want to talk. But the truth is,
Really? Okay.
I need to talk. And I have something to share, and people need the message. And if I don't talk, if I don't do my part, then I can't even get to my next blessing. I cannot elevate if I don't help others do the same. And so you are walking that walk right now. And so you want to produce, you want to do other things. And that's exactly what you're going to do. You're going to, you know, I have done everything in this business from manage talent, carry bags, check people into hotels, make sure they're safe, organize their schedule, book their flights, make sure, go get food, deliver it to their rooms. Yes, me, Lynn Richardson. I've been a gopher, an assistant. I've done every single thing. And I came into this business already degreed, multiple degrees, accomplished, but I served at the bottom first. And then I worked my way up and through. Now, I could go pick up your food and give you a spreadsheet so we could do your budget for your business for the whole year. Or execute a plan. I have overseen the production of videos for a song. I have executive produced a whole album. I have worked on the team to put out TV shows, shorts. I've written scripts or, you know, guided them in a new direction. I have done literally everything in this business that could be done, just about, except work the camera. But I have worked my iPhone. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, the opportunities are endless in life and the opportunities are endless in this business. And so in one of my classes, passive income streams, I did a whole class just on passive income streams in the entertainment industry. If you are a writer, do you know how much writers get paid? Like if you,
a lot.
And not just writing for TV and film, writing songs, jingles, commercials. There are so many areas if we will allow ourselves to be open to them. And I know that your husband, Dr. Trina, wants to go into trademark and patent into that area and help us to secure our intellectual property.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So that's exciting. Lots of new things coming up. We have a scholarship. If you go to hiphopsisters.org, we have a scholarship that we are giving out every single month to students who are attending HBCUs who need additional support to make it through school. Desiree is overseeing that. You're helping her. You are just doing a doggone thing, and I'm so excited to have you on this team. The harvest is here, and the time is now.
You have been listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON, 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. I want you to follow me on social media, at Lynn Richardson. Follow this show, at Lynn Millionaire. Go and get help at AskLynn.org, because I want to help you take it to the next level. Guess what? I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye. Stop that.